Connecticut Public, the parent company of Connecticut Public Television and WNPR Radio, is offering voluntary buyouts to some longtime employees. The organization recently went through a leadership change, and its new CEO says it's up to those workers to decide whether to take the deal. New England Public Radio's Adam Frenier reports.
Mark Contreras, who took the helm of Connecticut Public earlier this year, says the buyouts were offered to 18 of about 100 total employees. They were given to workers who have been there 20 or more years. Contreras declined to give details of the deal, but says this is not a cost-cutting move.
It's not financially driven. It's for folks who have spent many productive years here and want to, you know, make a change in their lives. It's an opportunity, but it's not compulsory.
Contreras says the company is on firm financial footing, which allows them to offer the buyouts. Connecticut Public announced in 2017 it was receiving more than $30 million from the sale of digital spectrum space. Contreras went on to say, as Connecticut Public looks to grow its audience, cutting costs would be counterproductive. But some employees, including those who didn't receive an offer, are looking for answers. Colin McEnroe is a talk show host at WNPR.
For some reason, they want to get some bodies out the door. And if it's not because of fiscal austerity, I guess that's what we'd like to know. If it's not because of fiscal austerity, what's the strategy behind it?
WNPR's Morning Edition host Diane Orson confirms she received a buyout offer, and John Dankowski, a host and editor, declined comment, but based on his years of service, would be eligible for the buyout. McEnroe says potentially losing familiar voices means a connection with listeners could also be lost.
They're sometimes the first voice you hear when you wake up in the morning. You know, they're the voice you hear on the ride home if you're alone in your car. Maybe you can't wait to get home and tell your spouse about something that this voice told you.
When asked if he's concerned Connecticut Public's audience might be upset with staffing changes, the CEO Contreras reiterated the decision lies with employees, not the company. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Adam Frenier.
New England Public Radio reported and edited this story independently at the request of Connecticut Public. No Connecticut Public staff or leadership had oversight or reviewed the story before publication.